Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Drexel University's Culinary Education Kitchen with Mike Trout. He's Program Director for Hospitality Management at Drexel University, and he's also founder of the now fifth annual Philly Chef Conference taking place on March 11th and 12th. So, Mike, another year at the Philly Chef Conference.
Another year. It keeps growing. We keep on attracting more and more outside experts nationally and internationally to come to Philadelphia and really to engage our food and beverage community and our students.
So for people that aren't familiar with this event, what is it?
It is 2 days of lectures, demonstrations, and panels by industry leaders in the food and beverage industry, coming to really engage our students, but also establish our place within the food and beverage community within Philadelphia.
So how has the event evolved over the past 5 years?
I think as the event grows, we continue to develop, you know, stronger bonds within the Philadelphia community with the chefs and the restaurateurs, but also bringing in outside speakers each year, they've continued to improve, and we've been able to get a much higher caliber each year.
So what are some of the topics this year?
Well, one main topic that really evolved was sexual harassment in the restaurant industry. So we've been lucky enough to get a leading expert, Jen Ag, from Toronto to come down to speak, but also Brett Anderson, who is a restaurant critic for the New Orleans Times, who did the major expose on John Besh and the sexual harassment in his restaurant group.
Is that prompted by the Me Too movement?
It is. So a lot of this stuff has been going on, and it's really, you know, taking the national stage in food and beverage. So to be, you know, in the forefront and have these experts in Philadelphia and talking to our attendees is very beneficial.
Is sexual harassment a big issue in the food and beverage industry?
Yeah, sexual harassment has been around. It's just getting, you know, more and more widespread and publicized. So we also have Carolyn Richmond from Fox Rothschild in New York City coming down to do a session based on how restaurateurs should address sexual harassment in their establishments and how to prevent it.
Now, it's an interesting topic because a lot of the people in the industry are men. Is there anything to talk about, like how not to sexually harass?
I don't think it's how not to. It's just to put people on notice of what's tolerant and what they need to stay away from. But we also have a panel this year focused on women in the restaurant industry and being able to attract, you know, a lot of national food and beverage professionals to Philadelphia to sit on this panel just really helps the discussion and accentuates what Philadelphia has to offer as a centerpiece where people can sit down and have these conversations.
Kudos to you and to Philadelphia for addressing it here.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's a great movement, and we really like to get the word out and engage our students, but also to attract these people. Like, we want this conference to be a national conference where these issues are discussed.
What else is being discussed?
Well, we have, you know, from sessions with culinary demonstrations and panels. So we have what's going on with restaurant critics, travel and tourism from a chef's perspective versus having just lectures on leadership in the restaurant industry by Phil Tessier, but also people talking about culinary science and just also the chef's role in society is now the chef has a much stronger voice and they have a platform to really express their views.
What's hot in the industry? Like, what is the hot topics aside from sexual harassment?
I think the hot topics will reflect on workforce development, how to train their staff, and how to really grow and develop from one restaurant to multiple restaurants.
Now, what local leaders do you have here?
So locally, we'll have Michael Solomonoff sitting on a panel, you know, giving his voice. But I think the one main aspect that we have is that Philadelphia is such a strong community that they have the ability to connect with these local leaders. So I think the value of this conference is to bring in outside voices and a different perspectives to really kind of engage everybody.
What are you most looking forward to with this year's Chef Conference?
I'm really looking forward to just seeing the interactions of these professionals and introducing them to Philadelphia, but also the experience that it allows our students to really engage with leaders in Philadelphia, but also leaders on a national stage.
We all know that Philadelphia is a booming food town and it's growing. What indications, from your perspective, do you have that Philadelphia is becoming a real foodie town?
Well, you look at this past year with the James Beard Awards. You have Michael Solomonoff winning Outstanding Chef, Stephen Starr Outstanding Restaurateur, Greg Vernick Best Chef Mid-Atlantic, and then taking the next step is the ability that Philadelphia is going to host the final announcement of the finalists for the James Beard Award Wednesday, March 14th.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and it's a lot of national press and a lot of national attention for what we're doing in the food and beverage scene in Philadelphia.
And have you seen a lot of evolution in the hospitality management industry?
Yeah, so, you know, they go hand in hand. It's not just the food that we're producing, it's the service and how we're connecting with our customers. Hospitality being a major backbone of Philadelphia, travel, tourism, hotels, there's a hospitality component to all of it.
What do you hope people get out of this event?
I hope people really get to hear different viewpoints, but also to expand their networks and, you know, perspectives and really engage with a different group of people and really spread what's going on in Philadelphia.
This is an optimal networking opportunity.
It's an amazing network opportunity since it's a pretty small, tight-knit conference, and everybody that comes in is really looking to engage. So they're not just sitting on panels. They're actually sitting in the audience as well.
And then you also have cooking demonstrations. What are they making?
So we have cooking demonstrations. So we have butchery with a chef from Rob Levitt from Chicago. We have a sushi demonstration. We have a molecular gastronomy demonstration with Brad Kilgore from Miami. He was a Food and Wine Best New Chef this past year. So there's a lot going on, from bread demonstrations, pizza. So you eat well, you learn. It's got everything you need.
How do people get tickets and how much are they?
So tickets are on phillychefconference.com. Tickets for day one are $30 and tickets for day two are $150.
And both is $180?
Both $180, yes, correct.
Mike Trout is Program Director for Hospitality Management at Drexel University and founder of the 5th Annual Philly Chef Conference, taking place on March 11th and 12th. Once again, to get tickets, go to
phillychefconference.com.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.